fifth parak of Erech and first mission. Someone says, I'm going to give my weight to Hektish. So he gives his weight in kesef, zov, whatever his net was. That if he said, I'm going to give my weight in silver, he gives him silver, and gold, he says gold. Yeah. If he doesn't specify, then he gives the cheapest thing that people sometimes would give their weight in. The mother of this woman, she said that the weight of my daughter is upon me to give to Hektish. Also, the waiter, over there, she gave a mishkal of zov. So here's a chiddush, even though she didn't specify, but if the person's very wealthy, we assume that they want to give in the very valuable things, and that's the example over here, that this is a very wealthy woman, and therefore they mashar it in gold. Mishkal yodo alai, how do you measure the weight of an arm? You fill up a jug of full, a barrel full of water, machlisa ad marpek, and you put it up to the elbow, v'shoikol basach hamo, and then you weigh meat of a donkey, which is similar to the weight of the meat and the gidim and the bones of a human being. And you put that in until it fills up the amount of water that went out. In other words, water dispension. The arm goes in and a certain amount of water pulls out and now pours out, and now that kli is not full. Then you start putting in donkey leg, and when the amount of donkey leg, which is comprised of the meat and the sinews and the bones, fills up the kli, then you take out that and you weigh it, or you weigh it before you put it in, and that weight is what you give. The donkey doesn't have the same proportion of meat to bones as a human being does. You make an estimation of how much the yad should weigh. That's good enough. Okay.